Well, we promised you we would talk Shawamigan track. It is state track meet time, and it's a yearly tradition to get Coach Mary in and the state qualifiers who have made it. So Coach Patterson, Hall of Fame Coach Mary Patterson. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Good morning, Joel. Thanks for having us again.
Thanks for coming in. We always take this opportunity to kind of recap the season. Every season has its story, has its ventures. We were optimistic that we didn't have any snow, so we were going to get a good spring in. And I think generally it turned out pretty good. Wind is, when we talked to Coach Olson yesterday, he said not so much the rain, but the wind this year was something, right?
It was a very windy May. Yeah. Kind of a wet May. Yeah, April, we came in with thought, we're going to hit this. We're going to get out, get good training, speed workouts, get down to the track and the facility. And then May kind of turned, a little crappy here and there. We had nice days, but they were isolated days, you know. But it worked out. We got our meets in, and the kids kept improving with every meet for us, both the boys and girls squads. And, we finished the season in a really good standing, and I was proud of all the kids.
Yeah. Well, we have Robert Chinnebeck with us and Autumn Mikulski, who qualified for state. We always like to take a moment and talk about those who, really stood out this year for you, maybe, from day one to the end, just really improved. And, a lot of times some of those stories don't end up at state, but still great stories of kids that just really were dedicated and did some great things for the program, right?
Oh, for sure, Joel. We had a tremendous group of seniors, boys, that really gutted it out for us, gave us everything they had, went in any event that we asked them to go in, along with underclassmen as well. But I would like to single out a handful of those seniors. We had his first year out for track and field, Judah Johnson, just did a great job for us. Harlan Kasowitz, Jerry Miguel, RJ Salvador, Jackson Ernst. And, of course, and then the girls, we had Delaney Hansen and Abby Humphrey, who have been with us for years. Them were pretty much a lot of our sprinters, 100, 200, 4x2, 4x1s, 4x4s. They took care of all of that business for us in those out of those 18 events and just did a great job. And, of course, then we had our throwers, A.J. Morgan, who's a senior, and then followed by his brother Greg, Derek Bonga, Ian Schlayer. It was just a great group of kids. And tipping off what you said, those kids don't always get the recognition, because they were standouts. As far as I'm concerned, everyone on my team is a standout, because you can take a kid, no matter what they give to our program, they are very, very important and vital to us, and we need each and every one of them. Otherwise, we don't have our program. And track and field is really a game of numbers. You gotta have enough kids out to fill all 18 events, right, to help you really in the team scoring. And yes, track is an individual sport, but it's also very much a team sport. And we stress that very much. And we're always excited when we do get a lot of kids out, because we know we need them. And then, more importantly, to get wonderful, well-rounded student athletes out that make our job so much fun. And it's fun. That's important.
Yeah, and it's so unique. We've talked about this before, about the conference being so tough, and you do the whole season kind of gearing up for conference and regionals. Conference is just such an elite standard with all the teams in there. It's just a very high level. Regionals are still tough, but probably come down just a little notch, and then sectionals, you're right back up to that high level again. So there's a lot of emotional swings in there, and preparation, and it's all a building process through the year, right?
Exactly. And another thing I'd like to add is, yes, conference was a little tough on us. We did have our standouts down there who performed very well. And then regionals, we did an exceptional job down there at Phillips last Monday. We got, there were 20, we were represented in 18 events, and I believe we had 20 kids through to sectionals off of our team between our boys and girls. And that's really, a great showing for us.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. All right, we have a couple of qualifiers. Like we said, Robert, we're going to get you first of all. Robert Chinnebeck, who was a senior and qualified in the 110 hurdles. Robert, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for coming in this morning. I was looking at the sectional results in there. That was a pretty tight finish you had at the end to make it, wasn't it? Did you know when you finished that you got it, or was it...
I had no clue.
You had no clue.
I guess I was just looking forward the whole race, and I mean, that lean is kind of... I leaned at the end, and that's kind of what got me through, but at the end, I went to Coach Mary right away, and she was just, like, unsure. Nobody really knew, but... So we went right away, looked for the results, wait to see if I made it through top four.
Six one-hundredths of a second, I think it was,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was.
That it was. Now, is that something that's photoed, or is it just...
They have that all photoed.
They do that photo finish, so you were leaning just a little bit more, huh?
Yep.
That's fantastic. Is this your first time at State, Robert?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So when you started your senior season, did you think you had a shot at this event or others, or was the 110 hurdles kind of your thing there?
It was either this or the 300 hurdles, one of the two I really wanted to go in. I guess at the beginning of the year, though, I knew right away that my mindset was getting to State, and I knew I could do it. So all year I just worked hard and pushed myself to get here.
Hurdles, Mary, hurdles is unique because track is hard enough, the conditioning and all that stuff. And now we're jumping over stuff. And just one little mistake, like we talked with Coach Olson yesterday, one of their runners clipped a hurdle and was going to be a State qualifier. Just that little thing, it's really a unique talent like Robert to really want to do the hurdles, right?
Yeah, that would have been Hayden. And yes, him and Robert duked it out all season.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate that, when they hit the hurdles or whatever. But yeah, hurdles are very, very hard. A lot of kids don't want to do them. But that is the event. Them specialized events, them are the ones to kind of go after unless you really have the talent in like regular running events. But hurdles are tough, and you really got to focus on a lot of different aspects of that event.
Right. Now, the 300s are the lows. 110s are the highs, right?
Yes.
These are the high hurdles. So sometimes if you're ever out the track, take a look at the high hurdles. I did that years ago, and I'm just like, I don't even know if I can get over that anymore. I mean, it's not easy. It's about form, isn't it, Robert, for those high hurdles?
Yes, the high hurdles. I mean, if you need to be fast, but... You can be fast and have not good form. You won't do that well.
Yeah. So it's a hurdle 1, 2, 3, or how many steps typically are you looking for in between the hurdles?
3 or 4 is usually high school.
Okay. All right.
As you see, and I guess that's for all levels. Is you want to have 3 or 4 steps.
Yeah, I was introduced to that as a young kid because my older brother, who's 5 years older than me, went to State way back in like 1980 in the 110 high hurdles. And I watched him go over those and just like, I don't think I can do that. Yeah. But he was kind of that you have to not only be athletic and train, but you have to kind of have that desire maybe to be just a little bit smarter, a little bit better than the next person and how you handle that race, right, Mary?
Exactly. It is all timing. And a lot of it is in your start, too, of how you're coming out of the blocks. And Robert has worked extremely hard to improve his blocks, coming out, getting set. Basically, you think it's only 110s, but you have to pace yourself, be smooth, glide over those. And you do see a lot of the really good hurdlers. They're clipping the hurdles as they go. At the State meet, you'll hear it go...
They're hitting their ankle. It's legal for a hurdle to go down, right? It's just a matter of whether you got to go over it.
You have to go over it.
If you clip it, no penalty, but obviously it slows you down a little bit.
Exactly.
Hopefully not too much. All right, Robert, so when is your you have a preliminary and then hoping to make the finals. When is your preliminary?
Friday, so tomorrow. The running events start at 3. It'll be sometime after that. I guess I'm not too sure, but I know I just got to get down there, warm up, and then I'll be ready.
All right.
Assuming around 4, hopefully.
4:30. Yeah.
And they run two different preliminary heats?
Yes, there's two heats.
And then the top, 8?
Top 9 to the finals.
We'll go to the finals.
Is it 10?
I think it's
10 now. Unless they keep lane 1 open, I'm not 100% sure with those.
So
years ago, it was 9. It might be 10
So you
now.
Could finish 5th or 6th in your heat and still be in the finals, depending on what happens.
It's all
the next
on time
one.
Then, yeah.
Yeah, very good. All right. Well, good luck, Robert. Great accomplishment to make it
Thank
to State
you.
To wrap up your senior year. Let's get Autumn over here. Autumn Mikulski, a veteran of the radio. Autumn, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, you I don't ever want to say, Mary, you did what was expected, but You're one of the most elite runners. And at any point along the line, did you feel the pressure? You went to 800, 1600, 3200. At any point along the line, did you feel the pressure of that expectation at all? Or?
No. I mean, like, personally, myself, I like that type of pressure comes from myself internally, but it just fuels me, and like it's more like adrenaline, if that makes sense. And like lining up, I have confidence in my skills and my abilities, so it's like, because I've, you know, done it quite a bit, so it's just like just like a, not a walk around the park, but like it's like, I don't know how to explain it. It's just like I know what I'm capable of. Yeah,
you train enough.
Yeah,
you know what you can do. Now you are state, obviously, last year. How many state titles do you have, Autumn?
I have three.
Two? You have three?
Well, two in track.
Three total.
And cross country. And yeah, cross country.
Yep.
Okay. And you hold the state record in one of the events I saw. Which one is that?
The 800.
So, what are your goals this year? Clean sweep, or what are your personal goals?
I mean, like, the clean sweep would be really awesome. Just to compete at that high level is my main goal, and I guess continue something, like, just have a good showing for Schwamigan, and kind of, like, I guess another thing for me is, like, to kind of show that Division III is just as good as Division I. I think for a long time there's always been, like, a, not a stigma, but, like, the idea that Division I runners are better than D3, and I think, like, that's slowly changing to where, like, everyone on all divisions are competing equally, so I think that's really cool at the high school level.
Yeah. Is there any, now you've obviously, you ran in the elite a few weeks ago, so you've seen a lot of the top runners around the state. Mm-hmm. Is there any one, because I looked at the times and there's some other girls in there that are right where are, even a little better. Is there any one that you just like, all right, this is my, I'm going to get her this time.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know. I guess I've never raced many of the girls on that list, but I think everyone that's on there and in those heat sheets are like real good competition that will just push me to my best time.
Right. 100%. Well, Mary, anytime someone goes in three events like this, 800, 1600, and 3200, it sometimes becomes a test of endurance through that,
absolutely.
Because that's very trying for really a 24-hour, less than a 24-hour period you're running all three races.
It's a very hard feat to do that, and that's why you don't see very many athletes actually doing like three, especially the three distant opens. You might see it in the 100, the 200, maybe the 400, or, you know, as we were talking before the interview, Joel, most of the people who do like a triple like that will do like the mile, the 2 mile, and a relay, or, you know, or two relays and an open. They run in three events, but they mix it up differently. Doing the three open distance events, that is a tremendous challenge.
All right.
And Autumn has proven that she's very capable of doing it. And just to tip off, going back at whatever comment she made earlier, biggest thing is Autumn really believes in herself. She's put in the work, the time, all the energy and effort to make herself one of the best in the whole state and country. And she believes in herself as we believe in her, that when she goes and she takes that starting line, we really believe that, you know what, she's going to leave it on that track and give it everything she can. Her ability, she's put herself in that position and done it enough to know, you know what, I'm confident, I got this.
All right, so Friday we run the 8 and the 16, and then Saturday will be the 3,200 meter run. And as many people know, you're headed off to Oklahoma State. Cowboys, is it? Cowboys, to run track cross country next year.
Yep.
All right. So I figured, I don't know how ready you are to go from Wisconsin to Oklahoma. So I thought I'd give you a little Oklahoma
trivia.
Are you ready now? Oklahoma trivia to send you off. This is the final time probably that we'll talk to you, okay? So just a couple quick questions about Oklahoma, all right? Okay, Oklahoma, alligators, yes or no? Are there alligators in the state of Oklahoma?
Mary says yes, so I'm going to go with yes.
You got it. All right. Yes, you will find alligators.
I said I think so.
That might be your biggest adjustment right there. Okay, so famous people from Oklahoma, okay? Yes or no? You tell me whether they're from Oklahoma or not, okay? Garth Brooks, yes or no?
No.
No, that's wrong. He is from Oklahoma. Garth Brooks is. Beyonce, Oklahoma, yes or no?
No, she's from Texas.
Okay, you got that right. And Brad Pitt, actor, Oklahoma, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, very good, very good. Final Oklahoma question. Oh, the average temperature in Oklahoma in January, I'll give you 5 degrees okay. either way, all right? Average high temperature, state of Oklahoma in January.
In January.
Yeah.
I would say, yeah, like, oh gosh, like 35 to 40.
Close enough, 48.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay. That's pretty warm. Yeah.
It's a little colder than what I thought it would be. So that's going to be an adjustment for you, isn't it, going to Oklahoma?
Yeah, for sure.
But what about the program? What led you to decide to go to Division I Oklahoma?
Yeah, I guess, like, for me, I felt like there I could really flourish as a student and as an athlete, and the people there are really supportive, and I don't know, I think I just needed to kind of get out of like the Wisconsin atmosphere and just experience something really different. And academically, Oklahoma fit me really well, but also it just fit me as a person. So that's, it felt like my home. Like, I was sad when I had to leave, so yeah. That was a good sign.
And
so,
didn't you say you liked the community from what, on your visit, and the city itself?
The city
itself.
She said it's smaller.
Smaller, and like it would be perfect for her to fit right into that.
Yeah.
Right. So one final question, because when you get tremendous athletes like yourself, there's always something that has to drive you to the next, what's next, right? So what are you looking at in college, Olympics, whatever, what is, as you think about your future and goals, what are you looking at? What drives you?
Well, I guess what drives me is myself. I just have always kind of had dreams to do big things, and I've just silently tried putting in the work and just try to remain humble and gracious for the opportunities I've been given here. And I guess, like, I guess a driving factor down there is I want to hopefully bring home a national championship to help for their team for cross country, and just make a statement as best as I can and continue to do what I have wanted to do for so long, which is run.
Olympic dream someday?
I mean, that's definitely on the bucket list.
Yeah, next, a step past maybe.
Yeah, but.
Well, it's been so much fun to watch you, Autumn, from your small days of you being in the library with my wife at St. Anthony's and just seeing you advance on as an athlete. It's just been so incredible to watch you. So congratulations, not only on your accomplishments, but everybody I talked to says you're just such a nice person individually.
Thank you.
And so we wish you the best at track and in college, and we'll be tracking you going to NCAA and seeing how you're doing. So congrats. And Robert, likewise, congrats on your accomplishment. Enjoy your time down there at State.
Thank you.
Among all the great athletes. And Mary, always a fun time to revisit with you. I get to see the grandkids in here too.
Oh yeah.
And always a fun time. I know you always dream of having a big busload of kids going to State, but some years it's years it's two, and some years it's 20, and you just take what
exactly whatever this is, how it ended up this year. And you know, I couldn't be more proud of Robert and Autumn. We knew Autumn was going to get through for sure, but with Robert, it was just such a gift that we got down there when he ran so well in those hurdles and qualified to State. We're just so proud of him. And I do want to say one more thing on a runner I forgot earlier. Jarrett Heckeldorf, sophomore, you probably know him. Mm-hmm. He did a tremendous 800. He PR'd by 7 seconds and missed going to State in that 800 by less than a second. Mm-hmm. And he was in the first heat. We really believe if he would have been in that second heat, he could have, you know, just like Robert said, he got it in the lean, that Jarrett could have gotten through.
Yeah.
So we do have that to look forward to through. We're building our program. It's going to be a loss losing these two for sure, because they're excellent, excellent role models and good students. But I guess, well, as I say, they have to move on to bigger and better things, and they got a great future ahead of them, as do all of our seniors that we're losing. But I just would like to wish everyone from our area, teams that qualified for state. Good luck down there. We'll probably run into them. And then I'd also like to thank my two coaches, Coach Sammy and Coach Brandon, for the awesome job that they do helping out with all of the events that need to be coached, and just for their dedication for this great sport of track and field.
Well, the old Park Falls Cardinals were always known for basketball, and I think it's safe to say that Shawamigan is known for track and cross country, and that's a lot to do with you, Mary. So thanks you for all you do for the program.
Thank you so much
kids.
For saying that, Joel. That's very interesting you said that. We had our awards banquet Tuesday night up at the high school, and it was awesome. It was so, so fun and rewarding, and I actually did bring that up. I said, you know, out of all the sports in our school, it was Shawamigan and track and field that are the only ones who got any kids through the state or teams through representing Shawamigan. And that means a lot to me as a coach. And I hope to our community, everyone who is listening, and to all these kids, how hard they work. And it's a tough, they're tough sports, Joel. As you know, we were talking about it. They're tough. And these kids, they do it and they come through and they represent at the highest level.
Yeah, well, your passion bleeds, it flows right through into the kids, so they see your passion, so it really drives them. So, all right, have a great weekend in lacrosse. Have fun. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you very much, Joel.
Good to see you. Talking with the Shawamigan track coach, Mary Patterson, and state qualifiers, Robert Schinnebeck and Autumn Mikulski.